Hello there. Brian Hoffman, hello there. Hello, Rabbi May. Earthquake. Sandy. Okay. All right. I'm not sure what we should do today. If we should continue or we should chazer a little bit. I chazer with my shir. I saw that in my shir, they desperately needed a chazara. So I don't know. And maybe we'll chazer just a little bit and we'll see what the guys say. So if you, I apologize. But one of the, we got to, it's time to start. One of the most difficult questions in learning, which I guess guys who've been in the shir for a while know, is that when you have two Rishonim that slightly say differently, let's say when you have a Taisus and a Taisus a Rush, which they slightly say differently. So do we say Divrei Torah Ani b'makom echad v'Hashem b'makom acher? And that's great. That's why we have Taisus a Rush. That's not why we have it, but that's the gevaldige usage of a Taisus a Rush. That he tells us Pshat and Taisus. Taisus left this out. Apparently, maybe he thought it was Pashut, but the Rush spells it out. And now we can learn, we know that's what Taisus meant. Or just the opposite. We say, if it was so important, then that's why the Taisus Rush had to spell it out. So why didn't Taisus spell it out? The fact that Taisus didn't spell it out and the Taisus and Rush did, obviously they're arguing, right? That's one of the classical debates. Which every case you have to judge on its own merit, because on one hand, it's daichik, kind of a little bit daichik to make a machlokes. We don't like making machlokes if we don't have to. On the other hand, we are very medayik in lashon, and the fact that one rishon talked more than the other is somewhat indicative that they're arguing. So the question is, in this situation, so every case you have to judge on its own merit. So in this situation, we have a situation where if we only had Taivis alone, we would read Taivis a certain way. The Taivis Arash adds something that Taivis doesn't say. So the question, and this is a classical example, do we assume, it's not the Taivis, the Rush, it's also in the Taivis Arash, but the Rush and the Taivis Arash. So do we assume, I think it's also Taivis Arash, I'm not 100% sure, but do we assume that obviously they don't argue, and the Rush is Megadah to us Pshat and Taisus? Or do we say that no? If they say something differently, they argue. So what does that mean here? Over here, when you read Taivis Kipshuto, Taivis is not is saying that Taivis doesn't tell us where he got Nesra from. But Taivis is asking, just like Nesra we have by Achaz Isha, we should have an Nesra by Nida. Pashup Shan in Taivis is not that he's learning out Nesra from Achos Ishto, that the source of Nesra is Achos Ishto, and we're making a Binyan Av from Achos Ishto to Nida. Taivis is just using Achos Ishto as a simen, that obviously there's a source of Nesra. The source of Nesra is X. It applies to Achos Ishto. So just like X applies to Achos Ishto, so X should apply to Nida, right? It's what we call the upside down triangle. So that the question is that Nida should have a Din Nesra learned out. Let's say the source is, like I wrote in there in the Birvayunim, that the Radak says the source of Nesra is Kol Yavama Shein Anikari Yavama Yavodah. Somehow or another, that's mashmat has to be Bishas Nefila. So there's a, from the Pasuk of Yibam, there's some mashmos of Nesra. That's why Achos Ishto has Nesra. So that's Achos Ishto is a simen that there's such a drasha. The drasha is not written by Achos Ishto. The drasha is written everywhere. And therefore, Taivis Kasha, you should have Nesra by neither. Taivis' answer, his first answer is that even though we have that drasha, it doesn't apply to neither because the drasha is only by Arayas. Neither not Arayas. Taivis, the second answer is I made a mistake. It's a little bit chaser in Taivis. There is no such drasha to teach us Nesra. Hi, how did Achos Ishto get a Din Nesra That's from the pasuk in Mishlei of Drachea Darkenaim. And Drachea Darkenaim doesn't apply to Nidim. That would be the simple of Shad and Taisis. Now we go to the Rush. And the Rush asks the Kasha. Then in his, he paraphrases the question in his answer. And he says that we don't learn out Nida from Achos Ishta. Right? The Lashon exactly is. I got to get the exact Lashon. Sorry. So you see from the Rush that the question was, you should be native neither from Achas Ishto. The way we just said the question, where we learned Tosis Kipshuto, we were never learning out neither from Achas Ishto. Achas Ishto was only the simon that there's a drasha somewhere. The drasha is not by Achas Ishto. The drasha is by all Yibam. And like Yavama Yavaleo is a pasuk by all Yibam, not Tafka by Achas Ishto. So the Achos Ishto is only the fact that there's a din Nesra by Achos Ishto is a simen that there's some drasha of Nesra. But the Rush says that you want to be melech neither from Achos Ishto. So the simple mashmos of the Rush is that the Rush held that the pasuk of Nesra is written by Achos Ishto. Meaning, somehow or another, we do know there is a special pasuk by Achas Ishto of Aleha Nitzor. So the Rush thought that just like Aleha Nitzor tells us the Ptur Chalitza and tells us the Ptur Tzara, so somehow or another, it also is teaching you a different din of Nesra. It's also in somehow in that drasha of Aleha Nitzor, which is written dafka by Achas Ishto. And Taifus and the Rush's kasha is learn out neither from Achos Ishto. So the
make a binyanav. I'm saying that's not because we can still dray the lashon and say it's a binyanav. He means a male of the binyanav.
A hekesh, not a hekesh. It's a binyanav. Yeah, it's a mamatzino. Binyanav and mamatzino. I mean, I think are the same thing, as far as I know. So the but it's not like the simple pshat and taisus. Simple pshat and taisus is we're not learning neither. Taifus never meant to learn neither from Achas Ishto. And David never had a Havamina that the Din Nesra is written Dafka by Achas Ishto. So the question, before we even get to the Rabbeinu parents, etc., is whether we would, do we take the Rush and are we motivated to put the Rush into Taisus? If you don't want to make a Machlekes, Taisus in the Rush. Or do we say that, listen, if Taisus held like the Rush, why does Taisus not say native? Taisus just says kimo. Taisus says that ein ach nidil tiyaz yibun kimo achos ishto. Doesn't say native me achos ishto. So obviously the fact that the Rush said native and Taisus said kimo means that they're arguing. That's the $1 million shot for the one of my I give my $1 million shot every day. So what do you people say on that question?
Well, don't we say that the fact that Tosfos also has a second answer would imply that he's arguing on the Rush?
Yeah, but that's not such a strong. That's a point. It's definitely a point, but I don't know if that's, you know, how strong that is because you could always say that in his second answer, you know, he didn't spell out that he's dropping the puzzle because it was self-evident. And okay. But you're right, it's a certain indication, yes. But the question is, you know, if there's a mida of avoiding a machlokes, so, you know, everything, you have to weigh everything. So we don't know.
Could kamoi be like nalef or no?
No, kamo, pash, nalef could be included in kamo. Kamo just says like, it doesn't say why. Nalef could be the reason why it should be kamo. But usually, why would you say kamo if you meant native? Native is a more exact word. Native is telling you how it becomes kamo. It becomes kamo because you are native. So native is a much more exact, limited word. Kamo is a much broader word. Theoretically, native could be included in kamo, but why are you being ambiguous? Why don't you use the word native if you meant native? You know, so the question is,
read it between Naleth and Kamo.
There is a
Nedef
difference.
Minim?
Nedef just Nedef clearly means learn out, and Kamal just means that the two should be similar.
What's the Nafka Minim? Just
The
how you
Nafka
know the
means
did?
where the source is. If you're Nedef, that means that you're saying that the source is Achas Ishto. If it's Kamo, then Pashtet it means the source is somewhere else. That's like saying you're upside down triangle. Then Achas Ishto is only a simen, right? If I say, how come you gave me the teacher, why did you mark me this wrong? Why am I different than Reuven who got it right? So I'm not because Reuven got it right, I should get it right. He's just a simen. The fact that he got it right, then I copied his answer. We both wrote the exact same answer. So it's a simen. If he got it right, I should get it right. But I'm not because he got it right, I should get it right. It's not a native. It's not, if Reuven got it right, then you have to give it me right because I can't be worse than Reuven. No, that's not the point. You have nothing to do with Reuven. It's just a simen. If Reuven wrote it, then the right answer. If it's the right answer, then I should get it. So Parshat Shakimo is if Achos Ishta has Nesra, then obviously there's a din of Nesra. If there's a din of Nesra, so neither should have it too. Anyway, you're not hitting the nail on the head. There's an obvious answer why what I'm saying is wrong. Wrong, but basically wrong. The whole motivation to say that there's the Machlokes, Tavis and the Rush, because why did they use different Nishinas? If the Rush felt it necessary to say native, so why didn't Tavis feel it necessary? If Tavis felt that you could speak ambiguous and it's self-understood with speaking ambiguous, so why didn't the Rush speak ambiguous? So must be that they argue. If, why is that Krum over here? Somebody look inside the Rush.
This Nalef does not mean Kamo. Nalef is
specific about how you learn. No, it's a simple answer. Anything that's complicated is not the right answer.
They both don't ask it as a kasha, which is interesting. They both ask it as Yei Sholin.
It's still not the answer yet. Look at the Rush. Yei Sholin. What's the Rush say? Hey, show it in. Isha shows in the Shemesh Baida. The answer is Yabin of your Tavla, Kimbo, Akos Isha, Shemesh Yabemes. So, what's the point? To read it again.
Either way, they want to answer her.
Wait. I need to know what I read and the words that I read.
Either way, they want to answer her. They want to answer her right now.
Okay, but it's not on the words yet. I'm sorry. I gotta get.
Sounds like Doma.
In other words. Well, and that the Rush also said goodbye. The Rush doesn't say when the Rush asks a question, the Rush doesn't ask native, neither from Achos Ishto. The Rush said Kimo.
Tyson the Rush does.
It's two different people.
Tyson Rush does say it. Tyson Rush says that. That's why.
I mean the Rush. Now it happens to be that the Rush later says native, but that's not in his question.
Because they sent the question to him. So those who wrote the question were not so precise.
I don't believe that he wrote the question and he dictated it. I don't believe that. In other words, the Rush went ahead. First he says over the question. And then in his answer, he paraphrases the question. So when he paraphrased the question in his answer, he adds the word native. So we say, well, why did Typhus leave out the word native? Well, the Rush himself, when he asked the question, left out the word native. But he obviously meant native. Right? When the Rush asked the question, he didn't change the question in his answer. So when he asked the question, and he said Kimbo, he meant, why is it Kimbo? Because of native. How do we know that? Because the Rush explains in his answer what he meant in his question. You can't tell me I'm not going to accept that the Rush relied on the fact that he's going to explain the question and the answer, so he didn't ask the question and the question properly. That doesn't sound kosher. The Rush, obviously, when he asked his question, he thought he was communicating clearly, even though he said the word kimo. So you see that in the Rishon's head, kimo in this situation means native. I don't think it means that. Well, the Rush, who was smarter than you, felt that it did. So then when Typhus says the word kimo, you can't make a deal. But why did Typhus say native? Because it's kimo means native. Just like, here, Typhus is exactly like the Rush. Just like the Rush said kimo, and he meant native. So why in the world, if the Rush said kimo, and we have a raya that when the Rush said kimo, he meant native, from the context of the Rush later. So why in the world should we say that when Typhus said kimo, he also didn't mean native?
Because the Rush said native.
The only reason to say that they argue is because we have a kasha. If the Rush had to explain it, the Rush didn't think it's so self-understood. So why did Typhus explain it? Must be, they argue. But the Rush also didn't explain it. It's just coincidental, because the Rush decided to repeat himself. We don't even know why he decided to repeat himself, but okay. He repeated his question and his answer, that we're able to figure out that he meant native. But the Rush also uses the word kimo, and he doesn't explain himself. So there's no reason. The only hechrof to make a machlekes is why one person spoke clearer than the other. But here the Rush didn't speak any clearer than Tysus. He speaks the same words. No?
Not to say the word Naleph anywhere.
But the Rush says Naleph only on line two. And the line two is in the answer. Because the Rush does a very funny thing, which is a little funny. And okay, what can you do? Sometimes they do funny things, so to speak. The Rush, in his answer, repeats the question. The question is, why did the chicken cross the street? The answer is, the reason why the chicken crossed the street. So he repeats the question, his answer. Really, if you want it to be short, you just say because, and you don't repeat the question. Here, the Rush decided to repeat the question. Why did he do that? Kasha. I don't think anyone in the world is going to come up with an answer for that one. So he did. He did. He decided to repeat the question and his answer. And it happens to be, coincidentally, when he repeats the question, he uses slightly different words. He uses the word native. So, but when he asked the question, he wasn't relying on the fact that he's going to repeat the question later. So obviously, when he said the word kimo in his question, he meant native. So there's no reason whatsoever to say that Tavis argues with the Rush. Why? As far as, maybe there's other reasons, but as far as here, as far as the Lushan, normally the Hechrok to say that Typhus argues with the Rush is because Typhus said kimo and the Rush said native. And if the Rush wanted, if the Rush felt it's, you know, Mimonashok, is it self-understood or not? If it's self-understood, the Rush shouldn't have bothered saying it. If it's not self-understood, then Typhus should have said it. Must be that they're arguing. But here, the Rush also says kimo. So if we only add,
what's it, Rebbe? Why not Naleph explain what he means by kimo?
Who says it? But you can't say, I do not believe that when the Rush wrote kimo in his question, he relied on the fact in his mind that he's going to say in the next line Naleph. I don't believe you could say that, because he used the word Naleph in the answer. When he's repeating the question, the answer, Pearson doesn't, even I wouldn't talk like that. That I speak my question and I'm ambiguous when I sound my question, but I figure I don't have to be clear when I ask the question, because you'll figure out my question when I say over the answer. That's not the way to talk. So the Rush, when he asked the question, he couldn't have been relying on the native when he asked the question. So he obviously meant native, because when he says over the answer in his answer, he's saying the same word. He's saying, he's not changing the question. He repeats the question in his answer. So, but the Maisa, you see that in the Rush's mind, it was perfectly legitimate to say kimo, even though he meant native.
why is Taisus being so careful not to use the word Nalef? Why is Taisus not
careful? Why was the Rush careful not to use the word Nalef? He didn't care. Who said he was careful not to use it? Why the Rush didn't use the word Nalef? Because he felt that he's talking to Talmidei Hachamim, and they were itself understood. And they would know that he means native. So he said kimo. And kimo is a more ambiguous word, which includes everything, including native. And you understand that obviously I mean native.
The problem is that the pashtus is that Achaz Isha doesn't have the Nesra doesn't have a source because the Gemara doesn't say a source. So Taisus is very pashtus.
The problem is that that's the pashtus to you, but it's not necessarily the pashtus to the Rush. So we see from the Rush that the Rush's pashtus was not like you. We see from the Rush the fact that the Rush in his question said kimo, and in his answer he says native. You see that the Rush held that the pashtus is that the source of Nesra is Achaz Ishto. And when he says kimo, everybody will understand that he means learn out from Achaz Ishto. So apparently the Rush's pashtus and your pashtus are not the same. That's beautiful. So now we come to Taisus. Why in the world should we want to assume that Taisus pashtus is Taisus, who asked the identical question as the Rush, and he uses even the same words as the Rush, why should we assume that he means to ask something else? He asks the same question. He gives the same basic answer, his first answer. So pashtus, till we got to Rabbeinu Peretz, it would be highly doifik, because we don't like to make machlokes him. So why would we want to make a machlokes between Taisus and the Rush?
Because Nesra has nothing to do with Arias. Nesra has nothing to do with Achaz Isha. Nesra has nothing to do with it.
Like that complain to the Rush. You know, I'm a chutz of you because you stand because you don't like the Rush. So then you say Taisus argues. The Rush obviously says not like you. So you say
the smallest chiddush. We don't try to assume that they're holding such a big chiddush. I think we go small.
The Rush is Mokoch, he does hold of that chiddush. And once the Rush holds of that, and we have an axiom that we don't make a machlokes unless we have to, or there's at least an indication or something, that there's no indication whatsoever to make a machlokes here. Why make a machlokes? Right. Sandy, you look like you're making a face. I can't tell from the screen. No? Okay. Oh, no. So this was everything fine and dandy till we got to the Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm assuming, just for the record, that this is also how the Achiezer is learning. He's assuming that we're learning at the Taisus is the Nesra is written by Achaz Ishto. And Taisus's kasha was, I think that's how he's learning. I think so. And Taisus's kasha was that Nida should be hukash. And the first, and Havina held that Nida is hukash to Achaz Ishto. And therefore, he's assuming that the second answer is retaining the Havamina, that Nida and Achaz Ishto are hukash lebezet. Anyway, but what made life a little complicated is that we were medayik that anyway, that we thought, I'm sorry, we were medayik that we learned the Rabbeinu Peretz that his Havamina was as Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is not so crazy because that fits in nicely in Daf Lamed, because really Rav Yehuda Merav doesn't say clearly his source. So it could be it's Halacha Moshe. Apparently, Rav Ochanan himself mentioned that possibility. I don't think he mentions it based on Rabbeinu Peretz. It doesn't sound like he saw Rabbeinu Peretz. He just says it himself as a possibility that Pshanat Aflamid, that Rav quotes it in, doesn't bring any source. Apparently, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the question is, can the Rabbeinu Peretz fit into the Rush? So superficially, you'll say, okay, you'll fit Rabbeinu Peretz into the Rush. You'll say it was a Halacha Moshe Misinai by Achaz Ishto. And the Rush, when the Rush says Nalef, he says, granted, we have halacha moshe mitzinai be'achos ishto, but learn out nida from the halacha moshe mitzinai from achos ishto. So you could theoretically fit the Rabbeinu parents, again, because we don't want to make machlokes rishayim, so you could fit the Rabbeinu parents into the Rush. And you could say that everybody agrees that Tosfos, Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Rush, they all agree that there's no, that the, it's not a pasuk by Achos Ishto, but it's a hilkos by Achos Ishto.
We can't, because afterwards in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he's I thought he's megala to us. That's all one time. You know, it's the whole original time. He connects the two together.
What time?
That the reason why the whole system works, you know, the original Nesra, was because when he says Darachinayim, he says that was the original.
Before Darachinayim, we're in type, it says Havamina.
I understand that, but he says that the whole time was working.
And there are Beno Peretz also Havamina. Beno Peretz in his Havamina, before he was Mechadesh Darachinayim, it's Mokro from his Lashon, that he understood Pshat as the halacha gemirah, because he says when he brings a raya, says I'll bring you a raya that my answer is right, that it's because of dark and noam, which is from the pasuk of dark and noam, because he mills with the rav gemara gemirah. So that means that his havamina before he learned the dark and noam was halacha moshe mitzinai. So the one choice is to say, is that, listen, the Rabbeinu Peretz was saying halacha moshe mitzinai. The Rush also meant that. So why did the Rush say native? Because the Rush says, okay, listen, there's halacha moshe mitzinai, but I don't know how the halacha moshe mitzinai was communicated. It could be the halacha moshe mitzinai was communicated as a general rule, including all arayas. It could be from Daf Lamed that the halacha moshe mitzinai was only communicated by Achos Ishto. So the question is, but even if you say that the halacha moshe mitzinai was only written by Achos Ishto, learn out nida from Achos Ishto. So the Rush had a right to say native, because it's a halacha moshe mitzinai. We don't know exactly how the halacha moshe mitzinai was said. Could be the halacha moshe mitzinai was given by Achos Ishto. Could be that. All arayas. So,
but how come he wanted a pot of the tzaras and
the pot of the tzaras? The Rush does not want a pot of the tzaras.
Now the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz.
Okay, but that's a different.
So they're having the same source, they're all talking the same thing, but they're all trying to get to different points. He's trying to put it mamish in the Mishnah. We never try to put it in the Mishnah.
That's a valid point. But the Maisa, it could be on this point of Nesra, they could all be the same. Could be that they're related. Because they're like a different reason why they argue that, you know. So we said yesterday that the problem is that look what we just reviewed yesterday quickly. That yes, this part was relatively not so difficult. It was relatively easy. That the problem is, if you're going to put the Rabbeinu Peretz into the Rush, then you're arguing with Halichos Olam, because Halichos Olam says you can never use Yud Gimel Midas on a halacha, because Yud Gimel Midas, contrary to popular belief, are not logical. Even Kavah Chomer is not logical. It's not logical. It's like I tell the guys in Shia, I make a Kavah Chomer. The doctor tells me to take a little pill. Now I can't find any little pills in the drugstore, but I found a different pill, which is a big pill. So as far as I know, the only difference between this pill and that pill, this is little, this is big. I'm going to make a Kavah Chomer. Man, if the little bill works, Kavah Chomer, the big bill works. Terrence, if you tell you're an idiot, because you don't know anything about pills. There's much more that you don't, you're only looking at this one little thing, big and little, but there's many things that you can't see with the human eye that distinguishes it. So the same thing with every Kavah Chomer. You're learning out one halacha from the other. We don't know. We believe that we don't understand the reasons for any halacha. We don't know why Kesef works by Kedushin. We don't know. How can you make a Kavah Chomer? If Kesef works for Kedushin, Kesef should work for Amevriya. That would not work. You're comparing apples to oranges. So Kavah Chomer is Hekesh, Derishavas, All they think are just not logical. They're only what the Hanif Adonim says that they were codes. Because Baruch told Moshe, when I wrote the Torah, I used a certain code in order to save words. And these are the codes that I used. Right? So then he said, you can't use these codes by Halacha Moshe Sinai. So the Rosh, who's using one of the Yud Gimel Midas of a Binyanat, so if he meant like the Halacha Moshe, then his question makes no sense. So what comes out, is we can't say that there's no machlokes rishonim. Either we could say that Tosfos, the Rosh, and Rabbeinu Peretz all agree here, but they happen to disagree with Halachas Oidam. Or the other choice is everyone agrees with Halachas Oidam, and the Rosh arguing with Rabbeinu Peretz. Right, that's the two choices. If everyone,
What did the Halichas Olam say that I'm lost.
Olam says that when you have a halacha Moshe Misina, you're not allowed to use one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatern Drashetva. So now the Rosh asks Nedef Me'achos Isha. Nedef means it's one of the Yud Gimel Midas. It's a Binyan Av. So the Rosh is using a Binyan Av for Me'achos Ishto. So if Achos Ishto, the Nestor by Achos Ishto is a Hilpasa, like Rabbeinu Peretz says, and you grant the Halachas Oidam, then the Rosh makes no sense. The Rosh cannot hold the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Halachas Oidam, because those two don't jive. Because if you hold the Rabbeinu Peretz and it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, And Ali Gazorim says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, you can't do Nedef. You can't do Binyanav. So the Rosh has to either argue with Ali Gazorim, or he has to argue with Rabbeinu Peretz. Right? This is where life gets complicated. Once you anyway have to make a machlaika, so now if you're going to say, now, if the Rosh argues with Ali Gazorim, okay, so it's nothing to do with our sugya. It's a machlokes and hilchos drash and halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, very nice. But assuming that no, the Rosh agreed with Halachas Olam, so then we have a raya that the Rosh argued with Rabbeinu Peretz. So now we would have no way of knowing which way our Tosfos hold, because the only reason why we wanted to make Tosfos hold like the Rosh is because we don't want to make a machlokes rishonim. But if there's already a machlokes rishonim, that we don't gain anything or lose anything by saying that he holds like one region or the other. You have to pick eeny, meeny, miny, mo. So there's no difference. You don't gain anything by saying you hold like the Rosh, because you say you hold like the Rosh, then he's arguing Rabbeinu Peretz. He says I'm going to hold like Rabbeinu Peretz. He's arguing the Rosh.
So Rabbeinu Peretz is the short argument that Halachas Olam?
No. Rabbeinu Peretz in a vacuum is not arguing Halachas Olam, because Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't say Nedef. Rabbeinu Peretz could have maybe never said Nedef. He could have felt it's Halacha Moshe Misinai that's said by Yibum, not by Achos Ishto. And that was his kasha. Since there's Halacha Moshe Misinai by Yibum, so it includes Nidah included in Yibum, in that umbrella of Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's only if you take the Rabbeinu Peretz and you stick it in the Rosh, who said Nedef, is where you have a problem that it doesn't jive with the Halachas Olam. So therefore, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Peretz can hold like everybody. Tosfos can hold like everybody. The Rosh is the problem. The Rosh, who is the only one that said clearly Nedef, either he argues with Halachas Olam, and he holds that you can make a drasha and a Yud Gimel Midas attorney trashes, well, or he argues with Rabbeinu Peretz and he says it's not halacha. So the Rosh is the one that's, the Rosh can't fit. Everyone else could fit. But once the Rosh doesn't fit, we have a machlekes rishonim. So then, you know, the whole hechroch of making Tosfos and the Rosh jive, because we don't want to make an extra machlokes rishonim. But if anyway, If anyway, we're going to say, if we assume that everyone agrees with Halifas Oidam, which means that the Rosh and Rabbeinu parents are arguing, so you gain nothing by making Taifas agree with the Rosh, because then he's arguing Rabbeinu parents. Rabbeinu parents is also about Taifas. The Rosh is about Taifas, and Rabbeinu parents is about Taifas. So it's no advantage of making Taifas agree with one more than the other. And if anything, then what Sandy said before, which what we said earlier, that there'll be an advantage. There is an advantage in making Taisus agree with Rabbeinu Peretz, because then in his answer, in his second answer, he doesn't spell out why he drops a drasha, which is an advantage. Yes. Okay. I think I'm finished. That was a short review that didn't take so short. I apologize.
Any chance of reviewing the Achiezer?
Yes.
We don't have enough time.
Yes, we can do it out there. Just a few good. So the Achiezer's question, I think the Achiezer was learning. I don't think the Achiezer saw Rabbeinu Peretz. What's interesting to think, which we have to do, is if we bring in Rabbeinu Peretz, can we answer the Achiezer's kasha? Right, that's something to think about. But the Achiezer was assuming like the Taifas is in the Rosh's camp. So that means that Taifas is Havamina, is that Nida is an Erva, it can be compared to Achlas Ishto. Taifas' first answer is that it's not comparable, but his second answer is dropping the first answer, so it is comparable. So his basic kasha is that if it is comparable, how can you be in Bar Lo Kanu? How can an Achlas Ishto, so to speak, something that can be learned out from Achlas Ishto, have a din of Imbal Okano? Now that makes sense. The way he says it, okay, in other words, again, that was his kasha. That the Taifas in his answer is because, in other words, the way Rav Baruch Beer says it, and using Rav Baruch Beer's terminology, is that Chayve, when you have a blockage, so then you could theoretically maybe say in Bar Lo Kanu, even though by Chayve Lama say the din is in Bar Lo Kanu, but okay, that's not confusing. But theoretically, when you really have a mitzvah yibum, but there's just a blockage, so then since it's be'etzem a mitzvah yibum, there's no iser eish esach. So there's you can be in Bar Lo Kanu. It's a blockage. You're not allowed to do it. If you do it, you'll be Mechal Shabbos. So I was Mechal Shabbos, but there's basically a mitzvah yibum. But if there's no mitzvah yibum, so then, further, there's an iser eish esach, but there's no mitzvah yibum. And there's no mitzvah yibum. Why in the world should you be in Bar Lo Kanu? The whole sochim that said in Bar Lo Kanu, it said because you became the mitzvah. But according to the Taifas, it's Havamina. Even better. It says in Psochim that you became the mitzvah. Taifas makes a diik. If you became the mitzvah, you're there for your kona. But how can you became the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. You're in Erva. The Erva is Mafkia, the mitzvah. Although, if you're in Achlas Ishto, and Achlas Ishto takes off your whole mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's not, and therefore there should be an eish esach, and therefore there should be no kinyan.
But Taisus Taisus has it in two steps. He says vafilu baal ukanu, right? That means Taisus has a step before vafilu baal ukanu.
Right.
Taisus does make that. So Taisus sees two sides.
There is asking, would be asking on both steps.
But he doesn't. He only asks in the next. I'm just saying, he only waits for the second teretz to ask the kasha. He should say, 1 second, Taisus has a step before in Bar Lo Kanu, and not. How did that work out?
Yeah, the other question is that on the second step of Taisus, that the svara for Nesra is Darkenayim, and neither doesn't have Darkenayim. But that means that you don't agree with the first teretz. That means that you're saying that neither is a bow in Erva, Achlas, you could be Nevif, Nisha from Achlas Ishto. So that means it's really an Erva. So if it's an Erva, so how in the world can there be a Mitzvah Yibam? And how in the world can it be in Bar Lo Kanu? That's the Achiyaz Kasha.
Why did Tysus need Pesachim? I'm sorry, I said, why did Tysus need Pesachim according to the Achiyaz to save Afilu that Balukanu? He should have known his Svara right away. As soon as Tysus answers, that's not like Achasisha. I don't need Pesachim. I know right away. Later on, she's going to be Huzo. Of course, it's like that. Tysus doesn't need Pesachim. It's a Pashut Svara.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Even by Chai Ve'lav and Vasei, it's in Bodo Lo Kano. So it's a tremendous chiddush that you're Bodo Kano.
So what switch? The Gemara? The Gemara Pesachim?
I don't know. It's not so Pashit, Bodo Kano. Bodo Kano is never Pashit. Because why should Nida be different? Everyone, it says difficulty in Tysus. Why is it Bodo Kano?
Achiyaz explains the Svara that later on she's on mad.
He doesn't answer yet. You're in his answer. I'm in his question.
So just to clarify, in his question, he understands that by Nida, while she's a Nida, there's no mitzvah of Yibum at all. And only once, you know, she's in the terrace, that's when the mitzvah of Yibum would kick in?
I think so. That was his Havamim, because he said Nida is an Erva, and Erva is Mafkia Zika. So the Erva should be Mafkia Zika, so there should be no mitzvah Yibum at all. His answer is that he's Mechadesh, and since there is no Dinestra, so you have a Zika for the future. That you can have, even though right now you're an Erva, but an Erva can have a Zika for the future. An Erva doesn't have a Zika if you're always going to be an Erva. But if you're only an Erva now, but you're Omed to become Erva in the future, so you can have a Zika now for the future. And maybe you can have a mitzvah now. You're in the Parsha. You get a mitzvah also. So you get a mitzvah, you get a Zika, you get everything for the future. So our Kasha yesterday was, just to go quickly, so then it comes out that as soon as Tysus knows that there's no Nestra by Nida, he should understand that he says possible. I know it's not Mukhlach, but he should understand that it's possible to say that in Bado Kano, because you have a Zika for later. So there's no, this goes back to our original Kasha. There's no Hemshach. There's no, Tyvus is being a Yenta. See, Bishlama beforehand, Tyvus was a Yenta, but at least there was a Yenta in some connection, because the reason why he was saying it's in Bado Kano is because we're not Zomit to Achos Ishto. So there's a reason, Tyvus, even there we thought it was being a Yenta, but at least it's a Yenta that's a further step. I came along and was Mechadish, that it's not, and the need is not in the parsha of Achos Ishto, it's not in Erva. You know what? Because of that, it goes so far that you're even Bado Kano. According to my Havamina, that you're in the parsha of Achos Ishto, of course you can't be in Bado Kano. But since I'm Mechadish, it's not in the parsha of Achos Ishto, it's shying to hear this radical Chiddush than in Bado Kano. But once the Achiezer comes along and says that even the second answer really holds that Nida is in the parsha of Achos Ishto, and Abel Pikein, he says that it's in Bado Kano, so then the fact that in Bado Kano has nothing to do with his first answer, because you don't have to make Nida not an Erva to get in Bado Kano. So then there's no Hemsha, there's no Vafilu. It's not, it's a nice, end of my time, Titus is telling us about some new din that has nothing to do with anything. So that's like a super yenta. What does that have about filo? It's not predicated on the previous step. It has nothing to do with what you said before. Because the biggest raya is, because the second answer, which doesn't agree with what you said before, also holds in Balakano.
Maybe in his first answer, yeah, he is not making a chiddush that in Bala Kano. He's using that when he says Afilu Bala Kano to solidify his answer, to say, I'm showing you that there's a difference between the two. And here I'll show you that there's a difference that makes for a difference. Yeah, the fact that I know that in Bala Kano from the Gemara Pesachim.
Okay, so look at, please, I got to run. You want to look at that Shiure Rav Elia Bara. It would depend on, he has, I send it to you now.
Yes, yes.
So he has two pshatim in Tyvus, whether Tyvus is giving another answer or this is it connects to what I think what you're saying. But I have to go. I'm supposed to speak at 55. Okay. And thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you.